Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. We got quite a few interesting things to talk about today. Some new app updates and a couple of new features that are out there. So we got a lot to catch up on since we were out last week. So first up, this one's the one I'm most excited about this week. So the chatbot Pi released a new update where in their iOS app, you can actually speak to it. So I think we're going to go ahead and try to, it's a quick little 30-second video, so let's see what we got here. So Pi will now talk back to you, and you can kind of have full conversations with it. So I haven't been able yet to try it. I actually tried to run it on my iPad this weekend, and my iPad is too old, but there's just something now, and I know this also just feels like, okay, we have Siri, we have Alexa, we have these conversations already, but these new capabilities, we haven't really been able to see it quite in the voice manner. And if you ever haven't tried Pi yet, I'd recommend checking it out, because it's much more of a, they really tried to be, I guess, friendlier, I would say, with that model. And you know, it just feels like we're on that, you know, next level of integration where you can kind of, you know, kind of have these question and answer things. And again, I haven't tried it out yet, so hopefully this integration is maybe not as full featured as I'm hoping for, but it says it has 6 different voice options, and it says, like, I'm excited to share that we can now speak like friends talking over the phone. So hopefully it's not this consistent prompting where it's like, you know, on some of the other, your series, your Alexas of the world, where you kind of had to keep asking it these questions and keep waking it up, if you would. So it'll be interesting to see if you just have this back and forth, like I said, if it's really like a phone conversation when you instigate this mode. And, you know, There's just certain interesting moments where, you know, can you riff on an idea while you're in the car or something? Let's say, I don't know. I can't wait to try it out. Hopefully they release an Android app soon. Like I said, I don't have access at this moment to an iOS device. I'm trying to bug a friend to download it and record a video for me because I'm dying to know what it looks like. And if anybody has tried it, please just leave a comment, you know, or shoot over a video demo of it. Just dying to know what it's like. And I am super, super excited about that. And that's Pi's latest iOS app update. And they published a couple days ago this year, so it should be out probably in the App Store. All right. Next, let's just go over to, this one's long awaited. GPT-4's API is now available for everybody to start playing around with. So expect anything that you've been kind of using that has maybe GPT-3.5 to maybe get the upgrade or have the option to upgrade. I don't believe I saw anything about too much drastic price cuts. So I could still see people doing like the rate limits on some of their applications with GPT-4, but I could definitely see more and more people building that in and, you know, bringing that into their workflows, into those apps. And they're going to sunset some other models as well. So for the developers out there, we'll include a link so you can check it out if you're using something. I actually was on a demo app that I was playing around, that I built just for fun. I was using one of these old models. And, you know, I'm going to try out the GPT-4 just for the sake of it, just to see what it's like. Let's just do a quick little scan here, see if we can see. Yeah, it doesn't look like any price changes. So I'd say be on the lookout for more people to start integrating 4 into their products. Okay, so OpenAI also put on another blog post this week. They're going to create a super alignment team. And they are going to, so, all right, let me just read it, because I don't want to misspeak on this. We need scientific and technology breakthroughs to steer and control AI systems much smarter than us. To solve this problem within 4 years, they're starting a new team. and they're dedicating 20% of their compute to this effort. So how do we ensure AI systems much smarter than humans follow human intent? And this is deep. And our goal is to build roughly human-level automated alignment researcher who can then use vast amounts of compute to scale our efforts. So they're going to build basically AIs to align their AIs, and so that the AI aligners can do it much better than human alignment team can do, you know. And, you know, 20% of the compute power, that's significant. That's significant from what's been out there about what are the things that they, you know, some of the hardware that Microsoft's built for them. So super interesting. Again, I don't know if I fully grasp everything they're putting out there, but I think these are things that are important to read because, you know, like they said, they're going to try to solve this. They're going to try to work on this alignment problem in the next 4 years. So this is where a lot of their, you know, at least in a portion of their resources is going. So I think it's important at least to try to understand where, you know, where they're steering their efforts and where they're putting their efforts into it. And again, I'm going to give this another read. I think it's one of those topics that I could probably use a couple scan throughs. All right. So finally this week, so that, you know, this one really caught my eye because, oh, look at that, powered by GPT-4. See, it's already happening. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, we have, you know, Copilot seems to be the phrase that a lot of people use. So are we going to just have a bunch of different Copilots in our different buckets and our different places where we spend time, right? So public.com, that's an investment app, if anybody hasn't heard. And they already have a ChatGPT plugin, so they've been kind of on the forefront in some of the stuff. So they're building in a Copilot into their trading app. So, you know, the interesting thing about this is some of these demos for the people that are listening are just like, hey, what happened in Q4? Why did the so-and-so company have a drop? And, you know, the cool thing is being, you know, especially if you're new to investing, you kind of start asking, hey, what do these terms mean? You know, what are some of these, you know, what are some symbols I should be looking out for? And, you know, it's, you know, definitely interesting, especially with, you know, with financial data and like investments, you feel like they have to probably walk a fine line and not like suggest you buy something, you know, so that kind of abstraction layer that they must put on this to try to like be helpful, but not steer you. I think it's going to be interesting. So it looks like there's a multi-phase rollout here. So let's see what that's about here. So phase one, have a question, swipe down. So it looks like very much just like your typical, you know, chat on a question. It looks like they're integrating this into their mobile app. I definitely am going to try to download this tonight and see if we can give this a go. So safety, they never share information. You provide alpha, enabling the public plugin. Does not provide OpenAI. So OpenAI doesn't have any access to their data. So, all right, now phase two. Access even more investing insights. In phase two, we'll be expanding the capacities of alpha by connecting it with even more data sources. All right, nice and vague. You know, probably different market, you know, information. And then phase three, get portfolio analysis from alpha. Alpha will be able to provide customized insights relevant to your portfolio and your goals. Okay, so it's going to look at what you own and maybe say, hey, you know, you got to diversify more, maybe. And, okay, obviously there's going to be an FAQ. Looks like they're going to put it behind a paywall, which makes sense. The GPT-4 tokens are not cheap, like we said before. And, all right, so it looks like it's rolling out now for people. So, you know, I'll try to give this a try. But that's where I think, you know, we're going to see more and more of these, especially with GPT-4's API out. So, you know, for those who are already doing their investment in public, this could, you know, this was kind of a nice value add. But no, I think we're going to see a ton of this roll out in the next 6 months. And I think we're going to have these little agents out there helping us. That's what it feels like this year. So thanks everybody for coming back and joining us this week. So just to recap, we did look at HeyPie's new iOS update where it talks back to you. So check that out. GPT-4's API is rolling out to everybody now. And they're going to also build AIs to train AI. So here we are. That's going to be interesting. And then Public's new co-pilot for helping you with investing. So thank you very much for your time. And we will see you all next time.